Hey there, fellow humans. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Now, if you're anything like me, and let's be honest, who isn't sometimes? You've probably found yourself caught in the whirlwind of people-pleasing, taking on too much, and saying yes when you really meant no. But guess what? It's time to break free from that cycle and build some healthy boundaries. Think of them as invisible shields, protecting your mental well-being and giving you the space to thrive. We're diving deep into this today because, trust me, it's a game changer. So, buckle up, because we are about to unlock the secrets to setting those boundaries like a pro. You'll walk away feeling empowered, confident, and ready to reclaim your mental space. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in different directions? Like you're running on fumes trying to keep everyone happy? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. We've all got that friend who always needs a favor, or the family member who expects constant availability. Here's the thing. It's okay to say no. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Setting boundaries isn't about shutting people out, it's about creating a healthy dynamic where your needs are respected too. Key takeaways. 1. Identify your non-negotiables. What are the things that truly matter to you? What drains your energy and leaves you feeling depleted? Once you know your core values, you can start building boundaries around them. Maybe it's spending time alone, prioritizing sleep, or dedicating specific hours to work without interruptions. 2. Communicate clearly and assertively. Don't be afraid to speak up. Use I statements to express your needs and expectations. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me, try I feel unheard when I'm interrupted, could you please let me finish my thought?" Remember, assertive communication is about being respectful while standing firm in your boundaries. 3. Practice saying no. This can be tough at first, but it gets easier with practice. You don't have to give elaborate explanations, a simple "I appreciate the offer, but I'm not able to commit right now" is often enough. Bow. Don't feel obligated to explain yourself. You have every right to set boundaries without justification. Your well-being is your priority. Trying to over-explain can lead to guilt-tripping or resentment. Be consistent. Consistency is key. If you set a boundary, stick to it. This reinforces your commitment and shows others that you're serious about taking care of yourself. You'll start to see people respect your limits more readily. Okay, let's talk real life for a second. Imagine this. You've got a big presentation at work tomorrow, but your coworker keeps dropping by with random questions and tasks. You're already stressed, and you need focused time to prepare. Do you feel obligated to drop everything and help them out, even though it's impacting your own well-being? That's where those boundaries come in. You could politely but firmly say something like, "Hey, I really appreciate you coming to me with this, but I need some focused time to prepare for my presentation tomorrow. Would it be okay if we chatted later?" Now, let's wrap things up. Remember, building healthy boundaries is a journey, not a destination. It takes practice and self-awareness. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll feel more empowered, less stressed, and more capable of showing up authentically in your relationships. So, go out there, set those boundaries like a boss, and protect your mental well-being. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these insights, maybe that friend who's always saying yes, or that family member who seems to have no respect for your time. And hey, if you found this helpful, leave a review. Your feedback helps us reach more people and spread the message of mental wellness. Until next time, keep it sharp, stay grounded, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.